Godfather of Soul, Pro Tem, this is the death of James Brown, and tonight's true man in black, it's David Rappin, ladies and gentlemen!
Some of you may already know this, but years ago, porn was better. It used to always have a plot. Back in the 70s, if you were watching a porn film, that blowjob happened for a reason. Since then, not so much. I only watch gay porn for the superior plot development. I always fast forward through the sex, because that part doesn't interest me. I'm only in it for the story. The flag of Canada is a red maple leaf. In the fall, they fly it upside down. Oh, Canada. Planned Parenthood condoms feature a maple leaf on them. They are provided free to us by the government of Canada. Canada is here to help. Because Canada cares about us. They know that if we overbreed, they will have to come down and hunt us. That's what happens when we exhaust our food supply, and Canada is always, always ready to help. They always plan ahead. God bless Canada. American politics is different than Canadian politics. American politics is all about compromise. So essentially what I'm saying is, it's a bad system. They say you know a good compromise when nobody gets what they want. And that's a bad system. For instance, if Hitler had been the president of the United States, he would only have been allowed to kill 3 million Jews. Which brings up the question, how many is too many? Where do you draw the line? You'd think the number of how many Jews you could kill should be zero. Because that's the ideal number. But you'd be wrong. Because zero is not a compromise. See, it's a bad system, I told you. If you argue for zero, you'll be labeled a naive dreamer, a utopian fool. You'll lose your place at the table, and the media will ignore you. The worst part about the negotiations is when the Nazis get all passive-aggressive and start saying, well, if we can't kill all of them, then we won't kill any of them at all. I hate passive-aggressive Nazis. They are almost the worst. I have been to the Anne Frank house. It's a really nice place. I could live there. The only bad thing was the fact that they were surrounded by Nazis talking about compromise. And I hate when Nazis talk about compromise. Because they're always trying to get away with something. That's why the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche didn't like Germans. He said, you who hate the Jews, why did you adopt their religion? And you know why? It was a compromise. Compromise only encourages them. Inch by inch, it turns you into one of them. And German food is terrible. Yes. So now that I've warmed you up with the Holocaust talk, I had no idea how that would go over. I want to tell you that I hate the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's the organization that gives a wish to dying children. I'm trying to bring the crowd back up with a feel-good. They give a dying kid, a special day. And then afterwards, the kid's still alive, but he's had his day. And so he has nothing to look forward to. Nothing, and that's the insidious nature of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So he asks for another day. Can I have another day? And they say, no, you're done. They are not a nice organization. My name is David Rappin. You can find me at davidrappin.com. I'm available for children's parties and funerals. Sometimes both at once. Every morning, I want to tell you, every morning I wake up screaming. And then I have oatmeal with raisins, so I think it all kind of evens out. So now I'm going to give the microphone back to Mr. Morgan Picton.
That's what it works at.
David Rockland!